Cool, so welcome back to another episode of Men and Mental. I know it's been a while, and I know everybody's been wondering where I'm at, or, you know, just been doing all the kind of things, man. Just been working. Don't really have an actual excuse as to where I've been, but if anything, we're back now. Shout out to the YouTube fam, the Kent folk watching, everybody on Spotify, Apple, whatever you're listening on right now. Shout out to you guys, and yeah, we're about to get into it. Now, I really don't even know what I'm going to name this particular episode just yet. Like, I have no idea. But there's a couple things I want to talk about. The first thing I want to talk about is love languages, right? And, you know, I'm having a conversation with one of my friends. And, you know, I ask him, you know, he's dating this girl or whatever. I'm like, you know, they're, you know, not on the best of terms. They're kind of going back and forth. So I kind of ask, you know, like, you know, what are your love languages? Like, is she not meeting your love language? Or, like, what's the deal? And he's like, oh, I don't even know what that is. Like, you know, and I'm like, damn. How can you expect somebody to love you the way you want to be loved, but in reality, you're not even able to communicate accurately the way you want to be loved? So you see that type of stress that you end up putting on a woman, and that's not fair to her, because obviously she's going to do whatever she thinks is right. But if you're not able to look and be like, hey, you know what? I enjoy these things the most. This is what it comes with. And then she's able to move accordingly. But if you're a man and you just like, oh yeah, I just like this, or I just like that, that has to come with something. Like, there has to be a way that us as men can go to our women and accurately explain the way that we want to be loved. And there's nothing wrong with that. You know, I think that's very important for especially a long-term relationship, of knowing how to be loved and how to love, you know. But yeah, I'll go back to that. So I'm just explaining what love language is to him, telling him that it's very, very important, and it's not anything to be ashamed about. You know, that even if you're not in a relationship and you're out here dating, your love languages are going to be very important, because that's a conversation you can have with somebody that you're on a date with. And if their love language and your love language aren't really compatible, that gives you an idea of the type of person that they may want, or they may need, you know what I mean? And that just may not be you, and that's fine. That's the point of these conversations, you know? But no, yeah, I think love languages, and if you haven't taken one, you can just Google it, find a little test, and just kind of take it yourself, and just kind of identify the things that you really value most, you know. So for instance, mine is physical touch number one, quality time number two, and words of affirmation number three. Those are the three things that I value the most, and those are the three things that's gonna get you, you know, like it's like a weight in my heart type thing, you know. But yeah, I think it's very important. Now, the second topic I want to talk about with everybody is, it's kind of a deep one, and it can relate to a lot of things in a lot of different ways, you know. Now, I came across it randomly. Well, actually not randomly, one of my friends had mentioned it to me and said I should talk about this in my podcast. So the topic is forgiving the unforgivable. So first, when I heard that, I had to identify something that I could deem as unforgivable, right? We're all going to have different definitions of it. I can't really say, because I guess in my opinion, everything is forgivable, right? Forgivable to an extent. Whatever that forgiveness that you give them, whatever that looks like, can be different for a variety of people. Now, I give you an example. Say you and your brother get into it, right? Y'all get into it heavy. They may do something that just really crosses a line, like something that's just gonna absolutely, you're done. You don't want nothing to do with them. Now, in your heart, you can love somebody from a distance, you know? And there's nothing wrong with that. You can also forgive them and still love them from a distance. That forgiveness doesn't have to mean, oh yeah, you just got to pretend like we're just gonna be buddy buddy. It's like, nah, like I forgive what you said, it doesn't bother me anymore, but at the same time, you don't deserve to be in my life right now. You know, I'm just gonna love you from a distance, you know. So, and that's a real reality. So I think forgiveness is very important just as an individual. You don't want to be walking around holding on type of all types of grudges, because that's only going to hurt your mental state. It's only going to overflow into your other relationships, your friends, everything. All of that's going to play a part. So right now, where I'm at in my life, I've took forgiveness very seriously, like extremely seriously. I don't really let things just hold me down. Like something can bother me, sure, but I always try to avoid holding on to a grudge. You know what I mean? Like I don't want to be upset tomorrow or the day after. I'm just going to figure this out right now. Have the conversation with whoever I need to have the conversation with, whether that's a therapist or the person that I'm actually into it with, whatever, and just really figure out steps as to how I can get through this, because that dragging that negative, those negative thoughts and that energy on with you like day after day, it's only going to catch up eventually and it's going to explode. And next thing you know, that explosion is going to lead to some form of depression, all of these things. And I just don't want to carry that, you know? So with all of that being said, in my opinion, I don't think there's anything like on earth that is just like unforgivable. I mean, like I said, everybody may have a different experience and some people may disagree, and that's fine. That's the point of these conversations, because everybody is entitled to their own opinion. So I can say one thing, other people can say another, some other people can say a completely different thing. That's fine. We can all come together and have a conversation based off those things and just try to find a middle ground so that we're all equally understanding each other. But so really quick though, I kind of want to throw this in here so that there isn't any type of misinterpretation from what some people may have seen. So the next podcast after this one will be of me and Dier, all right, or Dier and I. Now, I don't want people to think that you're going to come to that podcast and you're about to get some tea or some drama or whatever, because you're not. The conversation was solely based on other things. Now, I'm saying all of that to say, with the information that I have given you, if you don't want to watch that and you don't want that anymore, that's fine. There's going to be other people that do. Even if, you know, it's just not going to be any tea, no drama, zero. So with all that being said, just I apologize if you guys thought it was going to be something else, but it's not. But yeah, back to the topic. So I kind of want to give you guys an update just on where I've been in my life, how I've been moving and whatnot. So, you know, obviously I'm single, so I've been dating like here and there, you know, trying, really just trying to get in a groove with the content thing. So I really feel like I've hit in a really good stride with Instagram. And if you guys know me from before, when it came to Instagram, I was always like, like I posted, like it was like rare, you know. And I think for me, that was almost like a form of, like the reason I didn't post was like some type of insecurity. Like I wasn't secure with myself, so I didn't want to put that on Instagram. You know, when it came to my clothes or the way I looked, all of these different things, I was very unsure about all of it. But it's like now I've grown to the point where it's like I just want to showcase positive things, right? And me being able to be where I'm at now and just in a very good headspace, very positive, trying to spread that knowledge, and hopefully that positivity is very evident in the pictures and the videos that I post, that I want to continue to just share it in that regard. Now, mentally, I've been pretty good, been very well. Just taking it like day at a, taking it day by day. That's what I'm trying to say. Just day by day. I wake up every day. I try to do something productive. I try to have the conversations with family or friends or whatever. You know, I just try to live day by day. Well, also, obviously, I'm planning for the future, but you know, every day is going to be different. And you know, some days I do wake up sad, or I wake up feeling not like myself. So I'm going to give you a couple tips that I do that can help you get through that. So like a week ago, I woke up and I was just feeling very just unsure about myself, you know, like, am I doing things right? You know, just all of these thoughts that just kind of came out of nowhere. So the first thing that I do is first, I just try to relax, you know, I just try to maybe listen to an audible, something motivational, something inspirational, one of the two, and just kind of just try to relax, meditate a little bit, think on certain things. Then I begin to write where those thoughts may have came from, like, what's making me feel this way? Let's identify these problems, right? And then we're going to go problem by problem, like, this is really a problem, or am I making it a problem? You know what I mean? Like, if we can identify the difference between that, like, things that are actually a problem instead of things that we're just choosing to make a problem, it would make life so much easier. There's so many things that we stress about, that we're choosing to stress about, that we actually don't have to stress about. You know what I mean? So I identified in that regard as to, am I really stressing over things that I don't have to stress about? And majority of the time I am. I'm just really just having a problem with things that I'm choosing to have a problem with. I don't even have to have this problem. But back to what I was saying. So I meditate, identify my problems, and then I really just have to just go out and do something. Like, for me, whether I'm going to just go to the gun range, or, you know, I'm going to go pick up a new hobby, I'm going to go try to paint something, I'm going to just go do something productive that I can just kind of lean out of it. You know what I mean? It's not easy, and it doesn't always happen the best, but, you know, I try. Some people may go to the gym, you know, some people may play the game. There's ways that you just kind of have to work your way out of that funk. You know, you never want to just sit and dwell on it, because then it's just going to tear you apart. You're just going to constantly sit there and think about it. You're going to make other problems grow into other problems, you know? So I just, the purpose of this podcast, like, when I first started it, I really just wanted to just be myself. You know what I'm saying? Showcase the way that I see things and the way that I think, because I know there are a lot of young people watching. You know, I'm 27, so I'm gauging between like the 18 to 24 age range. And I know where I was between that 18 to 24 age range. And I know how hard or how stressful it can get, especially for a young black man, even especially young black women, for sure. And, you know, sometimes I always just wish that I could just go back and do things differently, for sure. Because I've grown now to a point where it's like, damn, I have a lot of things that I could just do differently, you know. For example, the way that I treated people. The way that I treated people when I was younger. You know, I'm not going to say I was just the best person or the best friend. I definitely had my moments where I just did some stupid shit, you know, that I wish I could take back. But, you know, you just kind of have to learn and grow from it and whatnot. So back to what I was saying, the purpose of this podcast is just to try to spread some mental knowledge, some positivity to the younger generation, because they are the ones who need it a lot. Judging from, you know, like I said, the 18 to 24, that's a big moment in a lot of people's lives. Even younger than that, it's going to be some big moments in your lives that are kind of going to tug at your mental. You know, whether it's things that happen at school, you know what I'm saying, post-graduation life, or things that's happening at home, all these things are going to tug at your mental. And if you are not equipped or have some level of knowledge as to how to deal with those certain things, it's only going to be two routes. Either you're going to start to reject certain things, like if things are constantly happening at school, for example, you're going to start to reject school. You don't even want to be here no more. That causes its own spiral. Or number two, you're going to start to hold grudges that you don't even know you're holding. You get into it with your mom at home, you know what I'm saying? I've been there. I got into it with mine plenty. And, you know, you go through a point where you kind of make up. There's not really like a huge apology phase or whatever. You just kind of it just comes out of nowhere where you're just making up, I guess. But you still have it in the back of your head that you're upset about this. Like, this still bothers you. Then it gets to a point where y'all get into another argument or something else happens. And then all of these feelings come rushing back. And then it's like, what the fuck? Why am I so mad? Why am I so upset? And that's why. Because you didn't address the things that you had in your head, you know? So, young people, I'm here to tell you that when it comes to life, live it. Don't sit here and try to force your life to be a certain way. Your journey is going to be different from everybody. It's going to be different from your peers. It's going to be different from people you see on Instagram. It's always going to be different, you know? It's just the way that I look at life now is that I'm just enjoying my journey, my process. The results will come whenever the results come, you know? I'm not focused on that. I'm focused on enjoying every step of the way, my process, my healing journey, all of these different things, and just being able to just grow in a very positive light into somebody who I'd always known I was, but I was just a little insecure about it at times, you know? And of course, that tore my mental, tore me apart a couple of times, you know? So it's just very important that everybody understands that they are a individual. And the more you understand that, the more you realize that you cannot be comparing yourself to anyone, you know? And the moment you stop doing that and you just become yourself, you like the things that you like, go for the things that you want to go for, you'll be a lot happier. You don't have to chase whatever somebody else is chasing. That's not your chase. It's not your lane, you know? And it's just not for you. So, example, I grew up watching anime, right? Loved it, like Inuyasha, you know what I'm saying? Naruto, Dragon Ball Z, you know, Bleach, all of these different animes, right? I got a little older and, you know, I fell into that cool kid crowd, you know, where the anime was kind of frowned upon, I guess you can say. So guess what I started doing? I started frowning upon it too, knowing deep down that I really fuck with it. You know, I like all of it now. Attack on Titan, Demon Slayer, Black Clover, shout out to the anime crew. But anyway, I fell into that crowd, and it even got to a point where I was even like talking down on my brother, you know, because he watches anime faithfully. You know, I'm talking down on that, saying I don't watch that mess, I don't watch this, I don't watch that. Not being honest with myself for whatever reason. I didn't even have a reason to even act like that because I actually fuck with anime. Me and my brother, we used to watch anime together. Like, there's no way I can get older and say, oh, I don't watch this mess, when I know for a fact that I fuck with it. But this is why it's important to just be yourself, because you're going to be so much happier if you can just do the things you like the things that you like, and not care about what other people say. You know, I was a very, I wouldn't say impressionable, but I did get to a point where I wanted to fit in, and that shit just wasn't for me. Like, and that's exactly why I ended up the way I did after high school, is because I was trying so hard to fit in that, you know, eventually I fell into other stupid things, smoking weed and doing stupid shit like that, you know, even though smoking weed isn't that bad. But, you know, coming out of high school, not having a fucking pot to piss in, all I'm thinking about is just going to get high every day. You know, I fell into those bad habits strictly because I always want to fit in. All of these kids out here smoking weed and they doing this, that's what I want to go do. I want to go fit in. I want to go hang out, you know, when that really, in reality, that wasn't me. That's not who I am. And it got to a point where I started to self-destruct. Like, I'm going through it because I don't even know what I want to do anymore. I've lost myself, right? And fast forward to now, I watched the hell out of some anime. I watched the hell out of it, you know. I watched that more than anything I watch, and I'm not ashamed to fucking say it, no fucking more, you know. I watch anime, you know. Everybody out there, if you watch a specific thing or you like a certain thing, it is what it is. That's just you. You shouldn't have to care about what other people say. Like, who cares, you know? Just like what you like, do the things that you love, and just live in your truth, right? That's what's on my Instagram at the top in my bio. Live in your truth. That's all you can do these days. And if you do that, that's when you're going to be the happiest. Because you know you're doing everything you want to do, you love to do. you have no reason to be upset. You have no reason to be sad because you're not chasing somebody else's dream. The only thing you're doing is chasing yours, and you're staying in your lane, protecting yourself, your mental, and you're going off and chasing the things that you want to chase. You know what I mean? But yeah, so I just kind of want to get on here, throw some advice out there a little bit. You know, I haven't done a podcast in a while, so I really came into it not really having a topic because I've just been doing so many other things. But I did want to get a podcast out, a podcast episode. Excuse me. And like I said, guys, the next episode is going to be much longer than this one. It's going to be the longest episode. First guess, it's going to be almost an hour long. And there's a lot of great things of substance that I hope that you guys actually take from it. There are going to be a lot of people who are going to be disappointed because they're going to be hoping for some other shit. But there are some great things that we had talked about in that podcast that I hope you guys come and listen to. There's a lot of substance in that podcast, a lot of advice, how to navigate life, how to navigate social media, all these things. And also how certain things on social media can affect your mental health. And that's if you let it. But yes, like I said, a lot of great things. Just no tea, no drama. Like I can say that up front. No tea, no drama. There's not a single bit. Like, I'm sorry. But yeah, guys, I hope you guys enjoyed. Again, shout out to the kinfolk on YouTube. If you're enjoying these podcasts, we're gonna try to post them more often, at least once a week. So don't forget to hit that thumbs up, hit that subscribe button down below. Turn that notification on to turn that notification bell on if you're enjoying these. And yeah, guys, I think we're about to get up out of here. But again, guys, I love you. I love every single person who pulls up to listen. Always, guys, if you guys want to come on the podcast or if you want to hit my DM with a topic, that's cool. Already got three more guests actually lined up. So if you guys want to get on that schedule, want to talk more about some availability, about coming on the podcast, it will likely be via Zoom or whatnot. So if you guys want to talk more, if you got a really good topic that you want to discuss, you want to come over here and share it, feel free to hit me in my DMs. But yeah, guys, I think we're gonna wrap this up. So I catch you guys in the next episode of Men and Mental. Peace out.